Welcome, friends. Today we are going to study hotel housekeeping operations and management. It's going to be presented by me. I'm Professor Ashish Bhatia. I've spent 25 years in the industry, and I'm here to explain to you the importance and the way housekeeping functions in the way a hotel operation works. So let us start with introduction to hotel housekeeping. We are today going to go through the objectives of the importance of housekeeping, housekeeping functions in housekeeping areas, the relationship of housekeeping with other departments, types of guest rooms, and the various amenities supplied to guest rooms. Housekeeping, you have to remember, is the most important department in a hotel. Without housekeeping, a hotel would fail to function. So, I mean, going by the images which you see on the screen, and it explains to you the importance of housekeeping in terms of its services which it provides. The basics of any hotel is housekeeping. See, it is the most important part of the guest experience and satisfaction. You go to a hotel, you expect a clean room, you expect a clean hotel, you expect everything to be up to a standard. The point of going to a hotel is experiencing in the entire cleanliness of the hotel and the satisfaction which comes out of staying in a clean room, clean bed sheets, clean housekeeping. Housekeeping is also responsible for the maintenance and the aesthetics of a hotel. It is the department which functions 24/7 in any hotel, 365 days a year, 24/7 in any hotel, any star category from 5-star to even a lodge. Like I said earlier, housekeeping is the backbone of the hotel. It is not in full view. Housekeeping department is not in the full view of the customer, but everything a customer touches mostly goes through housekeeping. You touch anything in your room, you get into the lobby. Once you enter, the look and feel of the lobby, the way the lobby is presented to you, the cleanliness will make you want to come in. It is the welcoming arm of a hotel. The objective of housekeeping staff is to, achieve the comfort of a guest. Cleanliness and hygiene, I've been stressing on it. Safety and security of the customers who come in. The decor and the ambience and the privacy of the customers. Housekeeping, therefore, remains not visible to the naked eye of a customer. Functions. Housekeeping as a department functions. The functions of the department, the key objectives of the department is overall cleanliness, bed making, maintenance and fixtures, furnitures and fixtures, linen and laundry management, key controls, pest control, interior decoration, safety and security, purchasing and budgeting. We will get into the in-depth of each of these functions as and when we go ahead with this presentation. Areas which housekeeping functions in. Housekeeping functions in the guest rooms, in the corridors, lobbies in the public restrooms, meeting rooms, dining rooms, restaurants, your banquet halls, your convention halls, your shops in the hotel, game rooms, reception area, your swimming pools, your exercise rooms, gymnasiums, exterior of the hotel, landscaping and gardens, your lobby, in every area housekeeping functions. Housekeeping, therefore, are in the front of the house areas. These are what guests see when they come in. But they also function in the back of the house areas. They function in the management offices, the storage areas, the linen and swing rooms, the laundry rooms, the employee locker rooms, administrative offices, cloak rooms, maid service rooms, pantry areas. Every aspect, apart from the kitchen, is controlled by the housekeeping in terms of its cleanliness. You also have to give a good and working environment to your staff in a hotel so that they work properly, they work with respect and dignity. Being the backbone of the hotel, housekeeping has to maintain a relationship with all departments. Like I said, it works in the back of the house areas, it works in the front of the house areas. Because it is working in the back of the house areas and the front of the house areas, it requires to maintain in relationships with all departments. And so the functioning of the hotel is smooth. And the three C's is which it works with: coordination, cooperation, and communication. We will get in depth with each department, how it functions. But without these three C's, a hotel cannot function. There is no way a hotel can function without the housekeeping department. So, you know, they go through with each and every department. The front office department, which is the front of the house, the guest checks in when he comes into the hotel, and he experiences housekeeping first, then he sees the front office. The front office is the face of the hotel. The food and beverage department, and again, when a guest goes into a restaurant, the restaurant has to be neat and clean. There should not be any dust anywhere, water spilled around. And a guest experience is completely dependent on the cleanliness of the entire restaurant. How he perceives the restaurant comes from the cleanliness of it. The sales and marketing department, because these are the guys who promise the guest. They promise the guest a moon. If the housekeeping can't keep up with their promises, the sales and department will be rendered incompetent, because they will not be able to, you know, convert their leads into sales at all. The stores, housekeeping functions on purchases and stores. So I'm linking both together. So the purchase department is an essential tool for guest amenities, for guest cleanliness. You get all those aspects. Housekeeping only functions in human resources. You can have the best equipment, you can have the best cleanliness agents, but if you don't have the good, the best human resources, is the guys who can follow the standard operating procedures and get the work done, housekeeping will cease to function. The maintenance department. Hotels are capital-centric. Everything in a hotel is a perishable commodity. You have to maintain the air conditioning, you have to maintain and the television, you have to maintain all the electronics which are put in the rooms. You have to, the fire safety. All those aspects, so maintenance department becomes a very essential department, and which is very close to housekeeping. The security department, when a guest comes into a hotel, he expects privacy, he expects security. I mean, housekeeping is the eye on the floors of a guest room. Housekeeping is the eye in the corridors in the hotel. So they become a very important essential aspect in keeping watch to unsavory elements, people making unnecessary nuisance. They become a very important aspect in that function. So security and housekeeping go hand in hand, because they are the ones who call the security whenever required. Coordination with front office. Housekeeping and front office are linked like brothers and sisters. Although the two departments actually hate each other, but they're quite linked. Without housekeeping functioning, the front office is actually unable to do things. A guest comes in for a check-in. Front office cannot give him a room till the time housekeeping doesn't clear the room, clean the room and give it to a front office to give him a room. Guest checks out. It's an important aspect there too. So guest check-in, check-out, guest list is a procedure where there is coordination. Guest problems to avoid any complaints. Guest complaints of cleanliness, of other aspects where housekeeping is involved. It's an important aspect. Providing clean and neat uniform to front office department. Uniforms, the first impression of a guest is when they enter the front office, the way the person looks at the reception counter. Uniforms have to be neat and clean, have to be ironed properly, they have to be crisp. So it's a very important aspect. To place VIP courtesies in the room, if you have an important guest coming, unless the front office doesn't inform housekeeping, there are no courtesy space. There's no fruit basket, there is no flower arrangement. Those aspects, there's a huge coordination which is required. Like I said earlier, to provide clean, ready rooms for sale, room status by sending occupancy reports, providing extra services to guests, babysitting, you could be ironing of clothes on an urgent basis, There are lots of other functions which housekeeping coordinates with front office for. Keeping the room status information up to date requires a close coordination, communication and cooperation between front office staff and the housekeeping staff. Room status is very important. Like you have a skipper. A skipper is a person who doesn't pay the bill and runs away. The only way front office can know the person has skipped his bill is if housekeeping informs them. And they come to know that by checking the rooms from time to time. So that's an example for that. Room status reconciliation. Assuring the rooms are properly designated to their current status and assigning a new status as and when it changes. So like say you have 10 rooms which have checked out, and if you don't change the status to clean when it is cleaned, or if you changed it to clean and it is not clean, imagine what the front office person would want. So housekeeping plays a very keen role in that. And the whole transfer of information moves from housekeeping to front office, not vice versa. Front office gives the information of a guest checkout. The rest of the information is provided by housekeeping to front office. Coordination with the HRD. Housekeeping coordinates with the HRD. Human resources, like I said, without people, housekeeping can't function. So staff recruitment, identity cards, salary administration, indiscipline, grievance procedures, promotions, staff inductions, transfers, and exit formalities. I mean, that coordination actually every department does with HRD, but with housekeeping, it is even more important because housekeeping staff is not that very well educated, especially the ground workers. So they offer suggestions to HRD concerning selection. What type of person do you want? What kind of experience do you require a person to? Recruitment, replacement where you require, duty administrations, you know, their shifts, there are three shifts in housekeeping. So all those coordinations have to be done with HRD. Resolving problems, I mean, housekeeping staff, it's quite labor intensive, so there will be issues. Handling of queries is a complex ex of housekeeping staff. Rules and policies. Coordinating with the engineering maintenance department. Like I said, the engineering and maintenance is a vital part of any hotel. Housekeeping is the most important, second most important, engineering maintenance. The engineering maintenance is responsible for providing the facilities contributing to the guest comfort. I mean, they make sure the upkeeping of all the equipments. Repair work is needed done. Major breakdowns happen, so those breakdowns need to be addressed to coordinate with all repairs, civil, plumbing, and electrical, carpentry, equipments, renovations. Whenever you've got to do renovations, you've got to do refurbishment, and you have to work together to plan preventive maintenance, where you have to maintain the things before it breaks down so that breakdowns don't happen. There is spring cleaning which happens. So you have to make rooms out of order so that maintenance can work with them. So there's a lot of coordination which goes on with housekeeping maintenance. They schedule the maintenance, then there's preventive maintenance, like I said, inspections and urgent repairs. Let's say lamp stops functioning. The bulbs need to be changed. The telephone stops functioning in a room. Anything can happen at any point of time. And the maintenance department is always required at handy. Even let's say a paint scrapes off in a five-star hotel, you need to be touched up immediately. Maintenance departments do all those work for you immediately. Coordinating with the food and beverage department. Food and beverage department, they use a lot of linen. Linen is used as tablecloths, as napkins, in various aspects. So the linen exchange, it has to be done on time, otherwise they can't function. Uniforms, food and beverage, you don't like a server who's serving you with a dirty shirt, don't you? You want a server who's serving you with a clean shirt. The uniforms, they have to be ready, the exchange has to be done. Coordination with finance and account. Your suppliers have to pay timely, otherwise they won't supply you. If you don't have amenities, you don't have soaps, if the supplier refuses to supply you because you're not paying them on time, so that's very important, timely payments. So suppliers maintain smooth function of goods and services. Timely payments to staff so that the staff don't face grievances. is timely settlement of guest bills, recovery of credit payments, coordination with security. Security and housekeeping go hand in hand. Housekeeping staff has to be alert and seek security department intervention as and when required. Somebody is being a hooligan in the hotel. Somebody is too drunk in the corridors. All those need to be handled, and they need to be handled via housekeeping with security. Security is responsible also for conducting in training of housekeeping in matters of safety and security, in matters of fire drills, in those aspects, security is very important. Coordination material management department. You require products and services. Products, all materials are required by housekeeping. You have to follow up on out of stock. You have to maintain power inventory. So power our ordering has to happen. Your requirements are specifications. What type? What is the logo which goes on what? If the soap needs a logo, which what is the material which you require? When you require to change bed sheets, purchase new bed sheets, or the thread count you require, all those aspects, all the technical aspects come from the housekeeping department. To coordinate with laundry, laundry is also part of housekeeping but needs to be coordinated with the larger aspects. Drying, cleaning, and staff uniforms, high standards have to be maintained. If you go into a hotel, the guy who's serving you, the guy who's greeting you has to be clean, neat, and properly dressed. So you need a good laundry service for that. Guest comes into his room, the bed sheets need to be spick and span. And otherwise, he won't sleep on the bed. So there is coordination required. Clean linen has to be issued to guest rooms, restaurants, health clubs, all other areas of the hotel. Now we get into types of rooms. So based on occupancy, based on bed size and numbers, based on layout, based on amenities, based on suites, these are the standardization of how you categorize your rooms. Based on occupancy, double occupancy, triple occupancy, single occupancy, bed size, king bed, queen bed, twin bed, based on layout, suite room, interconnecting room, standard room, deluxe room, based on amenities, again, suites and those, which type of suite? You'll have a presidential suite, you'll have a normal suite, you'll have a honeymoon suite, depending on the decor of the hotel. So some certain types of single room, twin double room, Hollywood twin room, duplex room, beach cabana, suite, and the sicko. Sicko is you know, where the furniture is within the walls and can be taken out, down. The amenities and supplies for guest rooms. You have the bathroom slippers, you have bed, bath linen, bath robes, floor mats, hair dryers, the vanity kit, you have soap, shampoos, conditioners. Then you have your tea coffee makers with tea coffee sachets. As you have your bouquets in the rooms, especially in suite rooms. So all the amenities are required. Thank you very much for this introduction. We will proceed with the next chapter.